Next is falsetto. This is the lightest of all vocal coordinations. And though it gives you much freedom and requires less tension to produce, it tends to be airy and lacks depth of sound and volume. In falsetto, the edges of the vocal cords tend to break slightly apart, which is really a loss of vocal cord compression, making it difficult to connect with chest voice. Falsetto acts as a protective measure to ensure that you don't overload the vocal cords with too much tension or push the muscles beyond their natural ability. It's like an electrical breaker switch being triggered to keep you from blowing all your appliances out in your house. The breaker switch is a device that interrupts the flow of electrical current when overloaded. Thus, the sound of a flip into falsetto is the sound of someone suddenly disengaging most of the vocal cord tension and the depth of vibrating musculature. That is why falsetto typically sounds weak. You are weak. You are not using your full potential. The answer is to maintain the same muscular weight on your vocal cords and gradually connect into head voice. So if this is chest voice, and this is falsetto, then a disconnect would sound like Although sung softly, there can be, though this is rare with most singers, a slight blend between the two registers. In singing, the falsetto sounds like this. First the male. Now the female.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you?
Falsetto should be used for effect. If you feel broken in the lyrical message of your song, your tone should be broken, not connected. The entire yodeling style is based on separation of chest and falsetto registers. Many pop, folk, rock, R&B, blues, and country singers have used falsetto as an effect.